The word today is review. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. A recent survey found that many Christians don't know very much about their faith. They couldn't even answer some very basic questions about what they believed. It's good to frequently refresh our minds, since over the years we forget many things. So here to remind us of some of the basic facts of our faith is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today Review.
Recently, I heard a review that the author claimed that most Christians don't even know what their churches teach. Well, that's a very startling and alarming fact, and I began to wonder, is that possibly true? Could it be that most Christians, if they're asked specifically about the teachings of their church, would not know how to explain what heaven is, or what hell is, or what faith is? And the author of this review said that he felt that those people that were atheists who didn't believe anything had a better grasp of what they didn't believe than what the Christians had of what they did believe. And that was so alarming to me, I thought, you know what? We ought to review. There ought to be something we do occasionally in our church services or in our Bible classes. We ought to review the basic teachings of the Bible. The fundamental truths of the Bible ought to be reviewed so that if we're kind of drifting on them and we have not remembered them for quite a while, maybe because of our age, maybe at one time when we were confirmed in the Christian church or came to faith, maybe in our middle ages or whatever age we were, and now it's been 10 years later or 20 years later, or my goodness, maybe 70 years later, maybe we've forgotten some of the basics and some of the main teachings of the church. And so I decided, I'll tell you what I'm going to do on our broadcast. We're going to use a little kind of a catchy way of doing this, I hope. I hope it'll be a way that will draw your attention and cause you to write these four words down. So in the next two broadcasts, counting this one and next week, in these two broadcasts, I'm going to review for you some of the basics of the Christian faith. And I'm going to do this by using four prepositions. Now, that's a grammatical statement. I don't care if you know what a preposition is. It doesn't matter. Some of you will if you loved English and you like grammar and you like reading. You'll know what a preposition is. Others of you don't care at all what a preposition is, and that's fine with me. I'm just going to give you four words. They all happen to be prepositions. Two of them we're going to talk about this week, and two of them we'll talk about next week. But I want you to keep all four of them together to make it kind of a review. And if you take notes on these four words, I think it would be an excellent little outline that you can use to talk to other people about your faith and to tell them what you really do believe. So here are the four words. Jot them down, and then I'm going to cover each of those four words, as I mentioned, this week and next week. Now, the first word is by, B-Y. That's a preposition, B-Y in the English language. I'm trusting the interpreters. We have 42 languages that this broadcast is going out in, and I'm sure the interpreters will tell the people in their language what we're saying here by the word B-Y. Okay. Now, I'll fill that in later, but I'm going to give you the second word. Through, T-H-R-O-U-G-H, through, T-H-R-O-U-G-H. And I'll tell you what that means as we get into the broadcast. Now, next week, I'm going to add two more words. The first one for next week is from, F-R-O-M. And then next week, I'm going to also add the word for, F-O-R, four, F-O-R. So the four words, and that's using the numeral F-O-U-R, four words are these words. First of all, B-Y, by, through, T-H-R-O-U-G-H, through, then from, F-R-O-M, and for, F-O-R. Now let's get started on the first two, B-Y, by. Now, to that word, I want you to add grace. Now, that's a church word. G-R-A-C-E, grace. I hope as a Christian, someone has explained to you that grace means something that's undeserved, something unwarranted, something that we couldn't possibly expect or deserve, something that we did not earn. When someone is gracious to you, that means they're kind and generous to you, and they're treating you in a wonderful way. Grace, grace. And so the first thing I want you to understand about reviewing your Christian faith, it's always by grace, by God's goodness, by God's gift, by God initiating the contact. God is the one who came to us. God loved us first. God brought the gift of salvation through his Son, Jesus Christ. When he sent Jesus to this earth, the whole Christmas story, born of the Virgin Mary, taking on human nature so that God, in human form, God could die on the cross in our place. That's the grace of God. That's the goodness of God. That's the undeserved gift of God. By grace we have been saved. Through, the second word, through faith. Add the word faith. By grace, through faith. That's how it becomes ours. God gave the gift to the entire world. His Son, dying on the cross, died for the sins of the entire world. But it becomes personal to the person who's been given faith. That's also a gift of God. Faith is a gift of God as well. The Holy Spirit uses the Word of God, as we use in this broadcast, God's Word, the Bible, to tell people about the gift of faith. So this is the way the Holy Spirit converts people. A lot of times it's called the new birth. The Bible speaks of it too. It is such a traumatic change in a person's life to come from unbelief to faith, to no longer think of yourself saving yourself, but coming to realize there's only one way to be saved. Jesus Christ is the personal Savior. He is the only one that can take my sins away. And that's why God the Father sent him to earth to suffer and die in my place. That's the whole message of salvation. The Christmas story, we can call it, the gift of eternal life brought through the obedience and suffering and death of Jesus Christ. So that's the grace of God, the gift of salvation. And that's how we receive it, through faith. God works through the message of the Word, and that's why we broadcast His Word. Every time a person hears the Word of God, the Holy Spirit is there, because the Holy Spirit says He will accompany that Word. The triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, God the Father sending His Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit working the faith by the power of God to convert people, to bring them from unbelief to faith. And that's the enormous, positively, it's the basic truth of our salvation. So remember those two words, by grace, God's gift. It is undeserved. We do not deserve it. It's God's gift out of love for us. And through faith, that's the work of the Holy Spirit. And He works as the Word of God is proclaimed and read and taught and discussed. That's how the Holy Spirit creates faith in us. That's why it's so important to listen to the Word of God. So important to read the Word of God. You know, faith is not just an automatic thing. It's like adding fuel to your car. If you keep driving, 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 you never put any more fuel in, you're going to run out and it'll disappear. If your faith is not nourished, And God explains exactly how it's nourished through His Word, the preaching and teaching of His Word. That's why congregations are formed. That's why families get together. That's why you read the Bible. That's why you listen to this broadcast. Because God is at work as that Word is proclaimed. And He strengthens our faith. He encourages us. He nourishes us. Now, if you do not read God's Word and you do not hear God's Word, your faith is going to wither and begin to become anemic. And if you're not careful, you can lose your faith. It is true that if a person neglects serving God or worshiping God and using His Word, your faith will become anemic and weak. And if you're not careful, you can lose your faith and revert back to unbelief. What a disaster, what a total disaster that is, to have faith in God and then throw it away, and then let the devil rob you of it, and let your sinful life rob you of it. What a terrible thing that is to have happen. Don't let it happen. Stay in touch with God's Word. Listen to the proclamation of the news of salvation through radio broadcasts, especially read it in God's Word. Read His Word, become acquainted with it, become a friend of it, become nourished by it. That's how God strengthens us. Just as He strengthens our physical body with food, so also He strengthens our spiritual life by the power of His Word. That's a gift of God. The Word of God is a gift of God. Help us to take this gift to the world, won't you? There are no fees or salaries paid here on the Word today. Believe me, we all donate our time and our energy, and every gift that is sent, 100% of it goes to taking the news of salvation, buying airtime all over the world to tell others about Jesus Christ. It is our privilege and joy to let you know that your faith is from God the Father, who gives you by grace a Savior in His Son Jesus, and by the power of the Holy Spirit creates faith in you and strengthens that faith as you're nourished on the Word of God and the sacraments that He also gives to the Christian church. That's the beautiful gift and message. A little review for you this morning using the words by and through, and we'll continue this next week.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.